Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's take it down a notch.
It's a crunchy groove.
She's got her own theme.
Oh, yeah.
Sip doesn't even have his own song, no. But Sarah does.
We're going to ask Sip about fire fits, by the way. Sip joins us in about 30 minutes. Hour 3, Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. John Schreiner, Nick Hanley, Jimmy Chavez. Appreciate you being with us this morning. And somehow we got into, because Ed Foley and Matt Rhule swung by Stella's in Bellevue to embark on a burger adventure. And what better person to talk about some of the best burgers and everything else food-related than Sarah Baker Hansen, which I'm going to say this because we haven't had you on since the new year. I understand it's faux pas after the 7th of January to say Happy New Year. And I get it. We're almost done with January, but I want to officially say Happy New Year to you. How are things been? Do we have Sarah? Oh, there you are. Okay, sorry. We didn't have you potted up.
All right. I'm used to Gary clicking the thing in. Yeah. So,
oh, my bad. My bad.
I was just going to tell you that I did not do dry January this year for the first time in many years. So it has indeed been a happy January.
Is there a reason behind that? Is there a little more stress in your life? Like, what is there? Or just like, hey, you know what? Not worth it this year.
Well, this year I actually had two trips in January, one of which I'm leaving for this afternoon, but I was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going back to California today, though the San Francisco trip was kind of half fun weekend, half work trip, but this is a pure pleasure trip to one of my favorite spots, Palm Springs.
Okay.
So, I really felt like dry January was going to be a lost cause, so I didn't do it. However, I am hosting next week at Mercury downtown with my friends there and my friends at Sand Hills Elixir, their final dry January dinner and drinks pairing. So that will be very fun. I'm not dry. But
you're just like, in case you were, I'm not. I get it. So I'm glad you brought up, San Francisco, I went for the first time in September, and one of my biggest takeaways was, I get it. You pay a little bit more for the food. But there was not one bad cuisine that I had, whether we were kind of towards the Fisherman's Wharf area, but amazing Italian food, amazing seafood, and the portions were enormous.
Yeah, I had not been to San Francisco since my honeymoon in San Francisco, which was 14 years ago. So it had been a minute since I had been to San Francisco, but I will say the highlight, and I do have a blog post coming about this, not today, because I have a review coming out today, but I have a blog post about my friend Andy and his wife Julie, who took us to Dim Sum in San Francisco, complete with the cart that goes around the room with all of the different choices on it. And I have to say, I mean, the year is young, but I'm going to say it probably will be one of my top dining experiences this year.
Nice.
It was very fun.
I know this sometimes becomes a debate amongst our listeners, amongst people in our fine city of Omaha and beyond, but when we get into the great burger debate, and the reason we brought this up today is because we're following the coaching staff in Nebraska, Matt Rhule and Ed Foley, and mainly Ed Foley because he's going to like pretty much every spot in Nebraska. They found themselves at Stella's a couple of days ago, and then we just noticed that Ed Foley was at Bob's in Martinsburg. Enjoying a burger there too. When you get into this topic, and I'm sure this is not the first time you're discussing this, how volatile does this get amongst some of your fans when it comes to the best burger places to go to?
I mean, I think, you know, it is the only more volatile topic than burgers is probably pizza. They're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
People have strong opinions about it. And, you know, these are the two topics that I've devoted my past 2 years March Madness brackets to. So, I mean, you, I think I've told you this before, but each of those contests got almost 100,000 votes, individual votes each. Mm-hmm. So wow. People care a lot about this topic. And Stella's is, you know, really interesting. It ended up, you know, it ended up neck and neck with the win last year against Block 16, mm-hmm. who, if you saw the Twitter food Twitter verse yesterday, huge news that they were nominated for their first ever James Beard semifinalist award at Block 16. So, you know, I think burgers, that award nomination shows how epic burgers are in the Omaha food scene and how important they are for Paul and Jess, who started out as New York Chicken and Euro, to now be a James Beard semifinalist nominee. Yeah. I think that really elevates the burger conversation around town. but yeah, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of burgers. We chose 64 in our bracket. We could have chose double that because there are so many. And, you know, I think there are maybe the top echelon of burgers, of which Stella's, Block 16, you know, many other burgers are in that. But then almost every restaurant in town, I would say, unless it's a super fine dining or a specific like an Italian or a Mexican place, has a burger. And so I think there are just so many choices.
Yeah.
And then when you think about the rest of Nebraska, I mean, how many great burgers are there? So many.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, John Schreiner here. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, John.
It's been a minute.
How are you?
Good, doing well. 8 hours of radio for me today, so we're just getting started.
That's exciting. Only 15 minutes for me.
So for people who aren't necessarily familiar with the restaurant awards scene, two Omaha restaurants, you put this out yesterday, obviously Block 16 and Yoshitomo, they are, what did you say, semifinalists for these awards. What does it mean to be in this category of a James Beard semifinalist?
The James Beard Awards are basically the Oscars of the food world. That's the easiest way to describe it. It is the most respected, the most desired for a lot of chefs thing you can get. And Nebraska has never had, or Omaha, actually the whole state. We've had one winner, not in the restaurant and chef categories, but in the America's Favorites category, which was Sainert's Bakery, located in McCook, Nebraska. We were talking about chili and cinnamon roll ice cream. They over at Sainert's in McCook, they make Beerox, which is sort of the classic name for a runza. So they're our only James Beard winner. We've never had a chef in Nebraska advance past the semifinalist category into the finalist category. So it starts off with a big list of semifinalists. Those get narrowed to just a handful of finalists, you know, five or so. And then from there, the actual James Beard winner is chosen. All the chefs nominated this year in Omaha are in the Best Chef Midwest category. So I won't go on too long about this, but the states are kind of divided by region. We've never had this many chefs nominated in one year. We also had a chef in the emerging chef category, Kane Adkison, who runs a series of pop-ups called Kano. So it's super exciting for the Omaha restaurant scene to see Paul and Jessica Urban, Dave Utterback, and Kane Adkison all nominated this year. So four chefs total, three restaurants. It's a super cool moment. And I think, you know, when you look at the chefs nominated in the Best Midwest category, you see chefs from Kansas City, Minneapolis, St. Louis, you know, all the cities that we want to be on the same page with are there. And I think it's a really a cool moment for Omaha's dining scene.
You know, and Sarah, with a lot of this too, I know we discussed this the last time we talked, and that was the impact of social media. And I'll use Block 16 as an example because it's one of those attention-grabbing tweets or Facebook posts that you see it and you're like, I don't even know what this is, but I want to eat that today. You know, I mean, it's just, and there's very little that even needs to be said. You just see that and you're like, that looks amazing. And when you think about pushing product when it does come to, you know, whether we're talking about an Italian restaurant, a burger joint, a pizza joint, or whatever it is that something in the last 10 years that got really big, or is that something a little bit even more recent?
You know, I think it's gotten more and more focused on social media and food photography. You know, I mean, when I post a review or a story on my blog, I have to have good food photos with it.
Yeah.
If there's no good food photos, no one's going to click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same kind of goes for restaurants, I think. You know, they work really hard to produce beautiful photos. You know, they hire food stylists. They work with professional photographers. They've like me, got the best iPhone and read all the ways to make your food photos look the best that they can with minimal editing. And I think in all of these, in all of the cases of everyone who was nominated for a Beard Award this year, you see that. Like, if you go to the Yoshitomo Facebook page, you're going to be blown away by the photography on there. Mm-hmm. It's so important to their business, and I think it is what makes all of us salivate for whatever they're making that day. And so it just creates more excitement around what they're doing. And I personally love looking at it. That's probably not surprising to no one.
We're talking to Sarah Baker Hansen again, one of the most well-known food critics in the area. Great reviews at sarahbakerhansen.com. Okay, so I got to ask you a couple more things here. One, we do know in January, this is also a time when people, you know, get into New Year's resolutions, get into a little bit more healthy eating. And I know sometimes that when going out and looking for places where you can still socialize, but not maybe stray from your diet. I mean, do you feel like there are good options, and pretty much everywhere you go now has either an option that could be keto friendly or low carb? I've noticed in the pizza trend, like a lot of places now have the cauliflower crust as well. I mean, do you feel like we're now in as a good of a position as we've been when it comes to trying to still go out, but also maintain certain diet goals?
I think so. I mean, you know, come the new year, I always try to eat slightly more healthier after the month of decadence of December. So, you know, I've been trying to eat a little bit healthier. I think there are more and more choices for, you know, just making a healthier choice at a restaurant. For example, last night I went to the Nebraska basketball game with Matthew and some of my family members, and I ate a large salad before I downed my one slice of pizza. So, I think, you know, you can always make the healthier choice. I can tell you that I am really, really missing French fries in this long, cold month of January. But you know, come February, maybe a fry will pass my way. We'll see.
Treat yourself.
All right, Sarah, one of your recent reviews was Tejas de Brazil, Omaha's first Brazilian steakhouse. And let me tell everyone listening, if you haven't done a Brazilian steakhouse, remedy that, because it's like, it's one of my favorite dining experiences.
It's an experience.
It's fantastic. But what did you think about Tejas de Brazil?
Well, I mean, talk about, you know, a low carb option. You could go there and literally eat lettuce and meat, nothing else,
and be perfectly happy.
And a lot of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a singular dining experience. I will give it that. And the other thing that I really think is cool about it is that it fills a hole that we've had for a long time in our dining scene. And so, much like the review that I have coming out later today, which is a place that I'm super excited to share on my own social media account and elsewhere. I like it when something appears that we don't have, and so people can now go have this new experience if they so choose. And if the crowd that I saw there were any indication, a lot of people are wanting to check this out. So if you've never been to the Brazilian steakhouse, basically you go and it's kind of an all-you-can-eat type scenario. So they've got an enormous, beautiful salad bar. So if you did want to eat healthier, you can go and just get the salad bar option. And you would have, I mean, the choices were really nice. There were a lot of interesting choices. Everything was really fresh and bright and colorful. I like the salad bar a lot. And I would consider going back and, you know, just for that, like interesting cheeses, pickled stuff, you know, just a really nice array of salad bar. And then from there, you have a little sign on your table that's either red or green. And you put it on the green side if you want more meat, and you're supposed to put it on the red side if you want to stop. But in our experience, it just never stopped coming. It was just every meat that you can imagine in very quick succession, like, started coming to your table. And you can say yes or no if you don't want something, but if you get the meat that's cooked to your preferred temperature, I found that there were some really, really well cooked and interesting meats. There's a cut that's popular in Brazil that's known as a sirloin cap. We had a couple of times. It was really, really good. It's like very garlicky. They have stuff like bacon wrapped chicken, Parmesan crusted pork, ribs, like little sausages. I mean, every type and cut of meat, I think they pretty much have it. So if you like eating meat, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't enjoy this. I think you probably would.
Those little Brazilian sausages get it done.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
They're so snappy. The casing is like very snappy. Really, really good.
All right. So, Sarah, I want to end on this one. And okay. Jimmy alerted me to a certain ice cream flavor at 402 Creamery that might have the attention of the classic Nebraska flavor that might have the attention of the fans out there. What are we talking about here?
So many people have asked me about this. Full disclosure, I have not been a recipient of it. I've not gotten to try it. It is the chili and cinnamon roll ice cream. I said earlier, I was talking to a friend on social media who did get a sneak preview taste. And one of my main questions that I asked her and that I've seen other people asking are there beans in the ice cream?
A legitimate question.
I guess it is a fair question.
No, they're not. It's apparently a vanilla base. And she said it had sort of like a chili warming flavor to it. And then it has hunks, like big pieces of cinnamon roll throughout the ice cream.
Let's go.
So, I mean, it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I honestly would try it. I know a lot of people think chili and cinnamon rolls is weird, but, you know, I kind of think it's a classic kind of Midwestern combo. And, I mean, this ice cream is sure to sell out, like, right away.
Yeah.
I don't think you can even get it in Omaha. You have to drive down to Lincoln. And like I said, I was in Lincoln last night, but it was too late to have gotten any. But I would really like to try it. I'm super curious about it. And I've written so much about Runza and Beer Rocks. I feel like... I need a taste of it.
Yeah,
I have to go out there tomorrow, and I've been given the strict assignment. This is not my purpose for going, but that would be something I would do, of getting some and bringing it back. So,
I feel like there could be a line for this ice cream.
Yeah, I'm worried about that now.
Extremely, extremely popular. I mean, you know, you never know, but I would imagine that it's going to be pretty.
Will it come with instructions? Hopefully it comes with instructions. People know not to pour chili on it or anything like that.
You know, I mean,
no crackers.
Maybe they sent some to Alton Brown and he can dunk chili over the top of it like a Sunday.
Right. Get some of the latest stuff. So you mentioned you've got a blog coming out today, correct?
Yes. Later this afternoon, brand new review coming out.
All right. Check it out. SarahBakerHanson.com. Sarah, always appreciate you spending time with us. Hey, safe travels too. And we'll talk
Thanks
to you soon.
Lot. I'll talk to you when I get back.
All right. Sounds good. That is Sarah Baker Hanson. And I'm, this ice cream. And I know it always seems kind of weird to talk about ice cream in January, especially as we're getting into
nonsense.
Some frigid temperatures.
That's the time to go get ice cream because the line isn't as ridiculous as it is
in
July. And
that is true.
If you're bringing it home, it does not melt on the way home.
That is also true. These are all just very strong points.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, maybe I'm in the minority here. Not interested in chili and cinnamon roll ice cream. Just not.
Fair. Fair.
Cut his mic off.
Just
cut his mic. Everything she described sounds amazing. Little chunks of cinnamon rolls. Are you kidding me? That doesn't do anything for you?
That's where she
ice
got
cream
me.
That tastes like chili.
Does it got a little chili powder in it? It's crazy enough to be good, in my opinion.
Sorry. I'm out. I'm out.
See, if they come
John Schreiner Day has taken a very negative turn here.
Well, we probably lost a sponsor if they had something in the works upstairs.
Hey, I'm a fan. I think Jimmy's excited as well. There's
I'm
two
just
out
a
of three.
Fill in. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, I bet Gary would be interested too. We'll box you out of this one. You get no part of this.
Fine.
So when they show up with a big old gallon of it,
you can have it all.
You get none.
It's more for you.
None for you. That's
I'm
true.
Looking out for you.
Thank you. That was the plan all along, huh?
Hey.
Okay. So
team
I want to
player.
I want to ask Sip if he's got a fire fit, which from what I've learned from Taylor Luan is like your outfit that is just going to stand out when you go out at night, especially in Vegas. Fire fit.
Wind pants and a hoodie.
Yeah, what is a fire fit? What is the Steve Sipple fire fit?
What is the Steve Sipple fire fit?
Do we ask him about Husker football being a train wreck?
No, I would say we
I feel like they
that's been done.
They hashed that out yesterday. But I do want to get into one of the topics that was speaking of the fire fit in the Bussin' with the Boys segment with Matt Rhule. The conversation that I think a lot of people are having, we kind of delved into this yesterday as well, and that is the Matt Rhule talking about not necessarily feeling like year one has to be a slow burn. So what do you kind of categorize the season that Matt Rhule, this coaching staff and team are about to embark on? And year one in the Matt Rhule era. We'll discuss that and much more with Steve Sipple as we continue Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.